John McNider, or Mac to his friends, has been running since 1968.
Running is what keeps me sane, makes me healthy and happy. It's what I enjoy doing. It's something to start the day with.
What began as a hobby for McNider turned into a career, first as a marathon runner, then teaching physical education at a suburban Chicago high school, where he also coached a women's running team.
It's been rewarding. Actually, my coaching career is much more rewarding than my running career.
But during McNider's last year as coach, he ran right into a problem.
We were on an 8-mile run, and I turned over my shoulder to encourage some girls to keep up, and felt like someone shot me in the back.
A visit to the doctor revealed it was not a gunshot, but a spinal injury caused by an unusual case of osteoporosis, or a thinning of McNider's bones.
Finally found out that I had a compression fracture of my T7 vertebrae.
McNider feared the injury meant the end of his running career.
We were the number one ranked team in the state, and you know, my dream was to go out running with my girls, and it wasn't going to happen.
Orthopedic spine surgeon Thomas McNally says in the past, this might have sidelined McNider.
What they would have done is treated him with brace treatment and medications, and it would have taken a longer time for him to get back to his activity level.
But Dr. McNally had a different approach, suggesting McNider undergo balloon kyphoplasty. It inserts a balloon into the spine near the site of the fracture.
And we blow up the balloon, makes a hole in the middle of the vertebral body that then we fill with cement, bone cement. It acts like an internal cast.
That internal cast has put the stride back in McNider's step.
I had the surgery on Friday and walked out of the hospital and told my wife it's fixed.
Now, 3 years beyond the procedure, McNider is preparing to do what he has done so well in the past, cross the marathon finish line one more time.
That's the goal. I've always I've been taught to set goals, and that's something I want to do. Get to run a marathon with my children.
He hopes to complete that goal next year before he reaches another milestone, his 60th birthday. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Schaumburg, Illinois.